KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, 66 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for it to be mostly sunny this morning, and just like yesterday, partly cloudy in the afternoon. A high around 89 with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of Area News. Travelers driving hybrid and electric vehicles between Omaha and Des Moines on Interstate 80 can unplug and recharge at the same time by hopping off the interstate at exit 54 and taking a short drive northward on the Western Skies Scenic Byway to the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. Lisa Steen Riggs, the windmill's manager, says we're excited to offer travelers the latest generation of ChargePoint EV stations. Ours is just one of two EV charging stations along I-80 between the Council Bluffs and Des Moines metro areas, she said. The Danish village of Elkhorn offers travelers a fun place to recharge their batteries, both literally and figuratively, while exploring the Danish's area's cultural heritage. The Danish windmill recently replaced its electric vehicle charging stations with a new ChargePoint CT4000 dual-port station, which features intelligent power management options and allows two charging ports to share the same electrical outlet. The project was funded in part by the Mike and Lou Howard Foundation. Mike Howard brought the first electric car charging stations to Elkhorn in 2009. The new unit is driver-friendly and features an instructional video showing how to use the station in multiple languages, giving drivers the choice of English, French, or Spanish. You can access 24/7 driver phone support. Its rugged design is built to withstand the elements, so its touch button works in the rain, ice, and with gloves. The station is accessible 24/7, and the CT4000 is the first Energy Star certified EV charger. It charges efficiently and conserves power when not charging. You can read more about that in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A woman was arrested and a man is wanted in connection with a Montgomery County drug investigation. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Monday said 38-year-old Marcelia Marie Wilson of Red Oak was arrested late Friday morning for delivery of methamphetamine following the execution of a search warrant at 205 South 2nd Street in Red Oak. Wilson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. The Sheriff's Office is also asking for public assistance in locating another suspect. 33-year-old Michael Dean Wilson is wanted on drug charges and for parole violations. He's a white male, about 6 feet tall, 240 pounds. Michael Wilson could be driving a bronze or tan 2000 Chevy Blazer with either no plates or Iowa license plate number GLT401. He could also be operating a gray 2004 Yamaha 1100 V-Star motorcycle. Wilson is believed to be in the Montgomery, Mills, or Page County areas. Anyone with information about Michael Wilson's whereabouts should contact their local law enforcement agency or the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports numerous arrests took place over the past week. Last Saturday night, 76-year-old Jerry Floyd Crossley of Silver City was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 32-year-old James Thomas Hume of Sydney was arrested Saturday on a warrant for violation of probation with bond set at $10,000. Friday afternoon, Mills County deputies arrested 36-year-old Megan Renee Doherty of Council Bluffs on a warrant for failure to appear on a fugitive from justice charge. Doherty was being held without bond. Thursday afternoon, deputies arrested 33-year-old Samantha Renee Martin of Council Bluffs for being a fugitive from justice. She also was held without bond. Thursday morning, 27-year-old Diego M. Joaquin of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense with bond set at $1,000. Last Wednesday, 58-year-old Vicky K. Delazine of Omaha was arrested by Mills County deputies, along with 48-year-old Walter J. Colvin Jr. of Council Bluffs. Each was charged with interference with official acts, and their bonds were set at $300 each. Well, Iowa Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, says this is a make-or-break moment for our republic, and now is not the time to give up on election reform legislation that cleared the U.S. House earlier this year.
The fact that we cannot see that bill getting passed right now, that the Senate is struggling to pass that bill, I'm astounded that anybody who is in an elected office can't vote for a bill that takes influence out of elections And allows people to have free and fair voting.
The bill includes new campaign finance disclosures and would require at least 15 days of early voting in every state. Axtey said the measure is a necessary response to this political movement.
And right now we have some people who I work with who don't even believe we have a valid president.
Axtey plans to personally urge West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin to change his stance on the bill. Manchin announced on Sunday that he won't vote for an election bill that has the backing of just one party.
So I'm going to talk to him. Listen, I take a lot of hard votes in states like Iowa. I think people who are authentic and true to their convictions and who are representing their people that they serve, they're going to make it back. And I think anybody who stands up for the Constitution and for people's right to vote, they'll make it back.
Axtey spoke to about three dozen people Monday night at a town hall forum in West Des Moines. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs.